Mr. President, dear colleagues, distinguished delegates, let me join my voice to that of the whole world in condemning last night's terrorist attack in Manchester. Our thoughts are, of course, with those who are affected. Cyprus, being a member state of the European Union, fully endorses the statement made by Malta on behalf of the Union. At hard times, when our government struggled with financial difficulties, we, as ministers of health, should not stop reminding our colleagues, and indeed our bosses, in our respective countries, of the wise words of Mahatma Gandhi: it is health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. Our generation has experienced a remarkable transformation in health. Among the things to be proud of is the improvement in health indicators, with such examples as a decreased infant mortality rate and a continuously increasing average life expectancy. However, the increased rate of non-communicable and chronic diseases does not leave ground for a guaranteed healthy older age. These factors result in increased demands and escalating healthcare costs, with consequent results on the sustainability of healthcare systems. Sustainable Development Goal number 3, to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all ages, emphasizes the importance of a universal and equitable approach to health. Its 9 targets that provide for a holistic vision of health, to which everyone is entitled, are complemented by health-related targets in other areas. Universal health coverage is a central component of a health system that promotes sustainable development, and its key dimensions are described extensively by WHO. Cyprus is currently at the turning point of a complete reform of its health system. Our efforts focus on introducing a health system having among its main components solidarity, free choice of healthcare provider, and complementarity of public and private sectors. Our vision is one of a healthier Cyprus with improved health equality and social inclusion, where all citizens enjoy access to high-quality promotive, preventive, curative, rehabilitative, and palliative health services, both from the public and the private sector, allowing the protection against healthcare-associated financial hardships. Dear colleagues, an issue that always arises is that of the financial sustainability of a system. Despite the fact that different systems manage health and social care in different ways and through a range of funding mechanisms, the fundamental challenge of financial sustainability remains the same. Here lies the importance of securing that the system operates as efficiently and effectively as possible, through the initiation of respective practices and procedures. Targeting health spending in highly cost-effective health interventions, introducing innovative tools such as health technology assessment and capacity planning, using medicines more appropriately, introducing personnel incentives, reducing unnecessary or lengthy hospital stays, introducing flexible management and financial systems in the hospital environment, and promoting research activities are just some of the tools towards this goal. Lastly, a key component to focus on is the investment on primary health care as the gatekeeper of the health care system. Special tribute should be made to the importance of a greater investment in prevention and health promotion and on health protection services that emphasize on emergency planning. Distinguished delegates, I am certain that this session provides the perfect opportunity to deliberate extensively and build upon our common effort for building better systems for health in the age of sustainable development. Thanks to the great initiatives of the organizational skills of WHO, under the capable leadership of Dr. Chan in these years, we're getting closer to achieving 2030 sustainable development goals. Our times pose challenging innovations in health, and WHO shows that its contribution is crucial now more than ever. Thank you very much.